Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm Jamie.
And today we are discussing Tom and Jerry in New York. Not your usual Tom and Jerry la-di-da-ing about the suburbs.
Yeah.
This is in New York. So I've no doubt you've heard of Tom and Jerry, but have you heard of Tom and Jerry, New York? Well, let's see. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Tom and Jerry in New York is an American animated television series that premiered on HBO Max on July 1st, 2021. It is based on the Tom and Jerry characters and theatrical cartoon series created by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera. And it serves as a follow-up series to the film Tom and Jerry, which was released in cinemas and HBO Max on February 26th, 2021. So this was the live-action computer-animated hybrid film in which... presumably they went to New York. I haven't seen it, so.
Nope.
But there's your answer if you were wondering, why in New York? So there you go. With episodes directed by Daryl Van Sitters. I'm not sure how to say that, apologise. But this, he's a director, animator and author whose credits include... Hi, Puffy AmiYumi.
Nice.
Yeah. He's done a lot of the Looney Tunes cartoons as of recent. We covered not long ago. He also started his work out, interestingly, on Fox and the Hound.
Oh, really?
When he was first made an animator. And he also did development work on Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Nice.
And it was his personal choice for Paul Rubens as the voice of Roger Rabbit.
All right.
So there you go. Some backlog on Daryl there for you all.
Been in the scene.
Yeah. The show has the same art style as the Tom and Jerry Show from 2014, with the original crew returning along with William Hanna via archive recordings as the voices of Tom and Jerry.
Oh.
Each episode is usually 21 minutes long. The first, second and fourth segments are 5 minutes long and the third segment runs up to 2 minutes. In October 2019, Tom and Jerry in New York was first shown during Warner Media's HBO Max conference demo live stream event, where it was originally known as Tom and Jerry in the Big City and hidden away under Max Originals, fourth in a row alongside Craftopia, The Not Too Late Show with Elmo, and The Fungies.
Ah.
Or Fungies, I guess. Cartoon Network show, anyway. In May of 2020, the official WarnerMedia Twitter, the day after the streaming service's launch date, posted a video of current and upcoming content heading to and or on the site. Among the the end portion of the video listing next year, Max Originals, and squeezed in between Tig and Seek and Cersei was Tom and Jerry under a new title of Tom and Jerry in the Big City. It was later announced that it would be called Tom and Jerry in New York. So there you go. That's how the name there changed. Interesting. I think Tom and Jerry in the Big City is a better name.
Yeah, me too.
It feels almost, I don't know, too on the nose calling it Tom and Jerry in New York. It feels like it's sponsored by New York or something.
Yeah, it does.
Like at that point, that's like almost a brand.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, we watched our fair share of grim New York shows that just make you feel like I don't really want to watch a cartoon anymore.
It's like, are they trying to bring back the New York nostalgia?
The pain. the pain of those New York cartoons.
So it's back in a big way. But what was, I mean, well, we'll talk about that a bit before I get excited and dig in. Had you watched this before?
No. No, I hadn't. I haven't seen any Tom and Jerry for a while, to be honest.
No, yeah. To be honest, I was actually surprised that there was a 2014 show.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, right, okay, well, we've missed that one.
Yeah.
It seems the more we do, the less we know.
That's right.
So, listeners, we are becoming less reliable as a source of cartoon news. As time goes on, apologies for
tune into those early Toon Jam episodes when we had where we had a clue, apparently.
Yeah, so I guess the more you learn, the more you realise, the less you know.
Too true.
I didn't know this was a thing. Obviously, we'd heard about the Looney Tunes thing.
Yeah.
Like revive, recently, and this is, I guess, in the same vein. They probably wanted to do it across the board a little bit.
Yeah.
Using the same people, I think, as well. So, yeah, interesting. Well, what about Twitter? Before we go to Twitter, we've got to talk ratings. Oh, boy. Nearly missed it completely. Well, unfortunately, there are no Rotten Tomatoes ratings for this. Not even an audience score. So we're just going on IMDb only with 326 ratings in total.
Yeah.
So not a lot, really. So it seems we're not the only ones that don't know much about this show. But what's your guess? What do you think the rating is for Tom and Jerry in New York?
I'm going to go 5.9 for this one.
Ooh, you are incorrect. It's 6.8.
Oh, that was about a whole point out.
Yeah, about a whole point out. 6.8. So there you go.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, it's not many, you know, reviews, but, you know, the people that have watched it liked it.
So,
as I was saying before, what's Twitter saying?
Twitter seems pretty on the fence about Tom and Jerry in New York. I think that's probably... Yeah, being overly nice about how Twitter feels, to be honest. We've got HB Griff Cooper, who says, I like Tom and Jerry in New York. There's nothing wrong with it, per se. It is still faithful to the spirit of TNJ, but doesn't bring anything new other than it simply being a new series.
And I suppose being set in New York.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, yeah, that's I'd say that's a fair comment, you know.
We've got Bluff's Castle, who says, after watching the Tom and Jerry in New York series, I now realise that WB is playing it too safe with the franchise, just making it safe and marketable instead of crazy and violent like we know and love.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's... I imagine on the violence side, you know, keeping it for kids,
it's
not always going to be possible to the way they used to. I mean, how many cigars did he have?
Yeah.
Blowing in his face and things like that. Just things you can't show anymore. Sometimes, you know, as an older person, you don't care about that. But I do think it has an effect on kids. And call me old fashioned. Well, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But, you know, in the age of everything needs to be R-rated to... Because, I mean, I imagine a lot of the people that are making these comments, the show is not aimed at.
Yeah, maybe not.
Probably a thing as well. But, you know, it is a point. You know, it is, you definitely notice the lack of, you know, hammers and glass.
Brutality. And
yeah. It is part of Tom and Jerry at the end of the day.
We've got Sunshine Ten Super who says, I still don't know what the hell Warner Brothers was smoking when they made Tom and Jerry in New York have cheap flash animation, but they made the expletive preschool show for babies have good animation. Like, what the expletive, WB?
It's an interesting one because we found this a bit with Looney Tunes as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like this, they kind of like, they've managed to match the old style, but almost it feels just a bit cheapened somehow. And it's the style of animation, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. They've like matched it too well to the past.
You know,
that it's just like,
It's not got that hand-drawn quality to it.
Yeah.
Colours are too, you know, it's just all too computerised in its, but as a 2D piece.
Yeah.
And I think now we're definitely, when we see 2D now, there's a lot of style that goes into it and thought behind, you know, even the lines on the characters and things like that, which this does lack.
Yeah, there is something about, like, it's really hard to kind of put your finger on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like what's sort of lacking there, but it does feel different, definitely. And then finally we've got Prince of Dingoes, who says,
nice.
I really keep forgetting Tom and Jerry in New York exist.
Never a good review.
No, that's probably one of the worst reviews.
We seem to see this week in and week out, someone. Is this the same person just like, oh yeah, I keep forgetting that exists?
Slowly.
It's like just
losing their memory every day. One cartoon at a time.
But yeah, I mean, that says a lot about the show, I guess, for them.
Yeah. I mean, there really doesn't seem to be that many people talking about it on Twitter.
No.
And those who are, not the biggest fans.
No, not a very favourable show.
No.
Of results there. So there you go. Is that all the tweets?
That's all the tweets, yeah.
Okay, well, let's dig in then. I mean, we've talked briefly about that animation style. And I think it does take a certain shine off the show.
Yeah.
But I think as far as, you know, the actual, you know, I guess character designs and it does say pretty true to Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. You know, it's Tom and Jerry, don't you?
Yeah. There's no updating, but then you kind of wonder maybe that's the problem. I mean, how do you think that, do you think that's something that they could, do you think the art style would make a big difference?
I think it. I definitely think it can. I mean, they've obviously tried stuff over the years, and you know, they're mixing stuff up with the way that they in the films and stuff. You know, I think, especially if you're trying to bring new audiences and stuff to it, it's worth kind of making that switch. Like, we see it all the time when people are like, you know, they're changing their plans or they want to do a reboot. You almost kind of need a notable switch, don't you, to sort of let people know, like, oh, this is a new one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you could see screenshots of this and just assume it was an older one almost.
Yeah.
Like, at a glance, maybe. Like, be like, oh, it's just, you know, whatever.
I think it's almost the crispness of it is what kind of almost ruins it a little bit.
Yeah. It's too clean in places, isn't it?
And I think that was the same with Looney Tunes. It's almost like an uncanny valley thing in your head.
Yeah.
Where you're like, it looks like it, but it isn't quite it. So it's winding me up a little bit because I can't say what's bad about it, but there's something that's upsetting about it.
Yeah. It's subconsciously wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it needs some noise over the top of it or something to just like make it look a bit older or something.
Yeah.
There's just something wrong. But yeah, I do think, you know, it did feel odd because it was like memorable, but also at the same time, like, I'm not really, I don't really enjoy it. You know, there is that thing that's like, and you can tell it's not the same. But I mean, obviously that was the style that they wanted to sort of go for. And I mean, it is close enough, but almost, like we say, too close.
Well, the thing is, something like Tom and Jerry, I mean, you can go too far in changing something and updating it. And I guess they must worry about that. Because if there's anything we've kind of seen is that they don't really know what works. They just kind of take a punt.
Yeah, that's what they just kind of do it.
Like every time they do a new thing, it's like, take a punt. I don't know if it'll work. Like they probably have loads of stuff to suggest they do know, but from what I've seen, you know, from Thundercats Roar, you can kind of see that it just, they just, sometimes they miss the mark quite.
The data maybe doesn't actually coincide with what people actually want.
Yeah, and when it's such an old, you know, beloved series like Tom and Jerry, I guess they kind of have to be careful. But I think, to be honest, you're better off making that punt at the same time, because it separates it, and you know it's a newer one anyway. And I mean, look at like Mickey Mouse. It's the way of doing it, isn't it? Like you can update it without making it alien. And I think that's what Warner Brothers haven't really done, and they didn't do it with Looney Tunes either. And I know that was, you know, more popular and better received, but at the same time, it's not like you hear anyone really talking about it.
No. There's something there, isn't there? That like you can almost excuse it if you can easily separate it from the older one.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, look, that was different. I didn't really like that one, but that at least it was trying to do that thing. And like it's much clearer what that thing they were trying to do was. And so it's like, oh no, that one wasn't for me. Whereas like if they really keep trying to just kind of clone the original thing over and over again, it then becomes almost like, I'm not sure whether I like the show in general now because it all feels like the same thing. And it's kind of hard to remember like, oh, I did actually enjoy it at one point.
Yeah.
But because it all kind of feels the same, it's kind of hard to compartmentalize that in your brain almost.
Well, particularly like with, you know, with that that violence aspect that's so, you know, well known of Tom and Jerry, that's kind of like the thing is that they are, you know, cartoon violence is the main dish, if you will, of Tom and Jerry. If you update the art style, you can kind of get away with not having that same level and, you know, using new and imaginative ways, which, you know, I imagine all the others have had to do. Because it wasn't just Tom and Jerry that had that violence, you know, they all had it. But, you know, when take a look at like Mickey Mouse and stuff, and, you know, I'm sure there were characters that were, you know, doing all the things that they shouldn't do, firing guns, you know, smoking and drinking and all those things that they have to take out now. But they do updating the art means that they can update the premise and the way it works, and it doesn't feel as, you know, like wrong.
It doesn't feel like they've adjusted the old one. It feels like it feels like a reboot that way, doesn't it? So you can get on board, I think. What did you think too, the stories and stuff like the episodes
overall? I did actually quite enjoy them. They made me laugh as well. I was quite amused by the shows. Took me a little bit to get into it. I think there's something about it, and again going back to that sort of initial feeling of something's wrong, you're kind of ready to not like it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I was really trying not to do that, and to be fair, by the end of it I didn't feel that way. The only thing that I did notice was a bit like, oh man, this is one episode and they've already used the inside of a machine, like a vending machine or a gumball machine as the opening premise of that segment. And they did it twice in the first episode. It was just like, how can you use the same premise twice in like the pilot episode. I couldn't understand that at all. And they didn't need it really either.
No.
They could have done it in another way. And you know, the rest of the show didn't have that problem. It was just that just really did stick out to me.
There were moments where I was like, oh, I feel like we've seen this.
Yeah, we've seen this in this episode.
Yeah, yeah. But also it's like, it's such a trope of the show. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, this is, I feel like I've been here many times.
Yeah.
There was some, like, you know, sort of newish stuff that was like, oh, that's quite fun. And they were obviously like trying to sort of make it obvious that they're in New York from time to time. Yeah, like, instead, like, sort of monuments around Central Park and stuff like
which,
that.
Which I think, to be honest, is that's got to be the draw, hasn't it, for the show? Because that's what the old one didn't have.
Mm.
Yeah, that's their new premise. It's like they are in New York.
Yeah. Hey, you love New York?
Yeah.
Remember this.
Well, that's the only trouble with these kind of shows. They end up being like, if you're from New York, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the problem we have over here with London.
Yeah.
You know, they just gear everything towards that major city because that's where the people are making it or whatever. I suppose it's a bit different in America. But you just kind of think like, well, I'm sure that's funnier if I'm from New York.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I think I get it's there, but it has no weight on it. Like, it just doesn't mean anything. I did find that odd. But there was some stuff that I thought, oh, that's quite inventive or whatever. There's a few moments I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fun. But it still didn't really tread on ground that, it hasn't before, I didn't feel like. Like, there was nothing like, oh, wow, this is like a really modern version of Tom and Jerry. Like, they really stepped it up for the, you know, like, this feels like it's happening now. You know, all of it could have really been at any given moment in time. Like, I don't know, again, if that's maybe what they were going for, like, try not to sort of date it in a way. I don't know.
I think it is, like, I feel like it's almost like the exact same show we're doing right now as when we covered Looney Tunes. Like, it's almost like there's nothing wrong with it, but that's kind of, there's nothing that stands out.
Yeah.
It just feels like, you know, that's great. I'd still rather watch the old episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like, you know, it doesn't feel just like more of the same thing. It feels like they've tried to create new versions of the same thing, which aren't necessarily, and I guess it comes down to that art style because it's not as nice to look at. Mm. You'd rather just go and look at the old stuff.
Yeah.
Because if it's the fans of if you're making it for the fans of the old one, well, they've got the old ones.
I think
there's aspects that like there's nothing wrong with it. I don't think really there is, but you know, I've just said what's wrong with it, but there's nothing really outstandingly bad about it.
No,
it's more like little sort of moments where you're like, you kind of, you know, picking at it.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to, you know, excite you about it either.
No, that's the thing. It did feel like the continuation of the show in a way, really. But it did make me think because I was like half tuning out a lot of the time, like just how weird it kind of is that relationship that they have and like what drives them, you know, like because it's so strange the amount of times, you know, it's like they almost get what they want and then they want something else immediately. So that becomes like the new thing. It's like they're never satisfied, those characters.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, they want one gumball or whatever. But as soon as they can have one gumball, they want all the gumballs. And it's like, there's definitely something like human in that, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because obviously that's the difference with them being in New York. They have to kind of create motives all the time.
Because
they're in this massive city now. They're not in like a tiny house where they're just, you know, Tom's goal is to get rid of Jerry.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. And Jerry's goal is to, you know, steal food and survive. It doesn't become that anymore. It's like they're always hanging around each other, really, without necessarily meaning to.
Yeah, they cross paths all the time.
They have to add all these bizarre capers, which I guess kind of make it fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I say, there were a few bits that did make me laugh. It's sort of the ending where with the balloons,
yeah,
hot air balloons, and he's got his bubblegum balloon, and I just it's just funny that that's where it ended.
Drifting
off and stuff like that. There were nice bits. And by any means, it's not, you're not sitting there like, I hate this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just doesn't have that mega appeal, does it?
No. There was something missing. Maybe it was the over-the-top violence.
Maybe, yeah. It could definitely be the case. I think the other thing that I found was kind of weird, and I can see, I obviously know why they did it, but I don't think it necessarily worked. Using those old recordings, Joseph Hannah's voice, constantly just sounded like really old recordings.
Yeah, like the yelp, was it? Is that what it was?
And the laugh, Jerry's laugh, and Tom's scream, and it was just a bit like, every time they did it, you could hear the noise on the back of it, and it just felt like someone had inserted a clip.
Yeah, I still, by the end of the episode, I wasn't sure whether I liked that or didn't.
Yeah.
Because it was almost quite funny that it was the exact same sound every time.
Yeah.
But then also it was kind of like annoying. I couldn't decide while it was happening whether I enjoyed it, and I still don't know now. But
I don't think they should have done it.
Yeah.
Unless they'd put like some sort of white noise over the entire show.
Yeah, to make it match.
Yeah. I see why they did it, and it's nice that they did it, but I don't think they needed to do it.
Yeah. I did notice, like, when people started talking as well, it felt strange.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of the episodes had just been, like, music. It was just led by the score, pretty much.
Yeah, it was only really, like, the housemaid that used to speak to Tom. And I think it's when other animals talk that it gets a bit
weird. Yeah, that was weird. It was like, oh, what's going on now?
But then did Spike talk in the old shows?
I'm not sure.
I have a feeling he did. But I don't know if that was just like later shows or something.
Mm-hmm. It seems strange when you've been watching it and it's just all...
Yeah, like why does... I don't know. There's no point in differentiating the animals, is there?
No, it does feel really strange when they...
As a kid, you'd be like, well, why do they talk and they don't?
Yeah, it's really confusing.
Yeah.
And because it then changes the perspective of everything, because it's like you're picking up on all these kind of like visual cues and stuff, but then they're just saying them. So it's like, oh, it's just like, it just becomes a bit weird at that point. But I mean, the music and everything was still good, still like drove the show.
Well, that's what I mean. Was there anything that really stood out for you?
I think I just noticed that more really. How much the music kind of...
That's what I would have said. The music I thought was really nice, and like it was dead good. And I think, you could, like, even if they'd done it in a different style, that music is almost that's the bit that's necessary, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they did a really good job of that as well.
Yeah, I was happy with that. It's one of them things that you appreciate more because it's you don't really get that so much in today's cartoons and stuff. Like, the music isn't the focus anymore. It's not a driving force the way that it is in this. Yeah.
And I like the simplicity of the episodes as well. Like, they managed to capture that quite well. He's going after a gumball or something like that. I do like that, and I do think that's sort of missing now. Everything's ridiculous, like beyond a point of ridiculous. I guess that's the way it's kind of evolved from the 90s onwards. But you kind of lose that simplicity of just normal people or normal animals and stuff in those situations. Which I think that was nice as well. Just to have that.
It makes life feel easier, It's just, you've only got one thing you want, and then that's all you've ever got to do.
Until you get it, and then that's and then there's one other thing.
Yeah, it's too true.
Too true. Okay, well, we've talked the talk. Now let's review the review. Okay. Okay, so we're still working on Tom and Jerry in New York, Big City, episode one. We've got segment one in which Jerry climbs into a claw machine, like one of those arcade things. Tom's trying to get him out.
I love this. Yeah.
Excellent premise. So we need some more segments here. We need some more segments. You've got any ideas of where we could go in the other segments?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe they go out into the, you know, they're out into the streets a little bit, you know, they're out in the open. Let's show New York off, you know, let's show off New York. They're out in the streets. They're having a little chase, maybe some pigeons out there. You know how it is out there. Then Tom's chasing Jerry, and Jerry sees something colorful, you know, and he's like, "Well, wait, what's that on the floor?" And it's maybe it's a sweet, it's a candy or something, you know. And then Jerry jumps inside like a vending machine, you know. He's got a candy and he jumps inside.
Like a gumball machine.
Yeah, like a gumball machine. Yeah. So it's a gumball. He gets a gumball, and then he jumps inside the gumball machine, and then
I don't know this. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a good idea, but I think it's just too samey.
It's
too samey. I'm thinking something similar. Okay, I've got one here. Let me know what you think, because I don't want to just go straight for it. So it's like they're going through like a mall,
mm-hmm.
or like a, you know, something like that, somewhere that might have like a drinks vending machine.
Okay.
So they see this drinks vending machine,
right?
And Tom, he sees something like a can of milk.
Okay.
Cats like milk, and then Jerry goes into the machine and just makes sure he can't get the milk.
Well, I mean, that also kind of feels like, you know, we're hitting the same note a little bit, you know, I'm not sure that's really what we wanted. What if they stay in the arcade, you know, we show off, you know, it's huge. It's like a huge New York arcade, you know.
And
they're going from one machine to the other. Maybe they do a bit of the shooty shooties on the guns and stuff, and then a bit of driving, and then you get competitive on the driving, and then Jerry jumps into he goes into one of those machines, and it's got all the little, you know, the little balls that you dispense, and then each one's got a different kind of toy inside of it. And then,
like a little capsule machine.
The little capsules. Yeah, so Tom's like, "Oh, I'm gonna get a capsule," because he wants one of those things. So Jerry's inside there, and then he's like, "I'm gonna get Jerry now, because I'm gonna get a capsule." Yeah. So he's popping in the quarters to that.
I don't know. It seems it's just a, you know, it's not necessarily something new. No.
It's kind of the same thing.
I've got an idea, and stick with me. I like the arcade idea.
Okay.
And I like, you know, they've got all those machines.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the one that you put the coins in?
Yeah.
And it pushes the coins down into the tray, so you win money.
Over the edge, yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe Tom decides, "Oh, I really want some coins."
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry goes into that machine.
Oh, he's going into the machine. Oh,
And then he's trying to win them that way.
Jerry
stops him from getting the coins.
No, I was liking the coin idea, but then Jerry goes in the machine, and then I feel like we're doing the same thing.
Too samey.
I think it feels very familiar to me, you know.
Maybe leave the arcade.
We leave the arcade. We go outside, and then, you know, there's another street chase, you know, under hot dog carts, you know, over cars and buses. And then Jerry sees, you know, he's running away. He's trying to find somewhere to hide. And he goes up, like a gumball machine. You know, he goes up a gumball machine, gets inside the gumball machine, and And Tom's like, hey, I gotta get him out. So Tom's on the
He's gonna chew
the gonna get him out.
I like this side. There's something familiar about it in a nice way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know? It feels good. You know, it all feels kind of good. It's colorful. Yeah. It's, you know, it feels original, you know? So
okay, so that's two segments.
Okay.
In the bag.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a 3-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbed up. That is an age-old classic.
Yeah.
You know, the good stuff.
Mm.
Thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
Poor flash animation. Ooh. In 2022.
Yeah,
we're not having it. And shaky middle. You know, the line you have to walk across to create a good reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So good, bad, in the middle. That's the rating system. Pretty straightforward. Doesn't need my explanation, but I give it every week anyway.
So, it's all part of the show, baby.
All part of the show. Right, so, J-Man, Tom and Jerry in New York, episode one, your thoughts?
Yes. This one's really strange because it really is like this kind of weird, you know, imaginary boundary that it's living in, where it's very close to what you kind of know and love, and at the same time is different enough that you're like, not sure I'm okay with this. Like it feels very odd there. I mean, it's not horrible to look at, but I've seen much better shows, and you know, there's shows that are older that, you know, the animation looks nicer. You know, it's got more visual appeal to it. The stories and stuff, the episodes as they went on, they were all right. There wasn't anything that particularly, you know, stood out. I mean, other than, you know, sometimes there being some sort of agreement in the end or a resolution where it's like, oh, they're not trying to kill each other all the time. That's the only thing that really felt different, I think. Otherwise, it did feel like a show I've seen a lot of episodes to, but, you know, I was getting it in a way that I was like, this isn't the best. It's like having a burger you've eaten over and over again, but then just being consistently given one that's subpar every time. It's just like, yeah, I mean, I like this, but this isn't the best one I've had ever. So, yeah, it's tough. I think this one is going to be, you know, this is really almost dictionary definition shaky middle, this one, because there's nothing terribly bad about it, but there was also nothing that's like, I'm going to go recommend a bunch of people go watch Tom and Jerry in New York. It was just very much in a, you know, real middle of the road, very lukewarm. So yeah, shaky middle for me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, it's difficult because it's one of them things where there's a higher bar when you're creating a reboot show anyway, because it's got to be worth it, hasn't it? It's got to be at least as good as one of the, you know, classic cartoons, like one of the most famous cartoons going. So you're on the back foot to begin with. But I just don't think this is the way to do it. I think it is too safe, as was said before, and in like the Looney Tunes show, it just doesn't bring anything new to the table, and it doesn't really matter that it's pretty much, you know, there's nothing wrong with the characters. Tom and Jerry are pretty much, other than the odd moment, like you say, pretty much spot on. They had some new characters which are quite nice, some funny animals and other such characters. The swans in particular made me laugh. But yeah, it just doesn't feel like anything fresh enough. And in a time where they, you know, obviously a lot of these properties now were, you know, approaching 100 years old. Yeah, you kind of do have to like bring it right. If you want to keep them going, it has to be new. And I think they should look to cartoons like, you know, like Mickey Mouse, and see how they've changed that and go back to it and just think, right, how can we modernize it?
Yeah.
You know, you've still got all those old ones. People can still watch them and they're still as good as they were, well, I'd imagine, back then. Mm. So, yeah, it's also a shaky middle. I do think I would put it at an upper shaky middle, just because, as with Looney Tunes, they are all right shows. Mm. They just don't hold the weight that the previous ones do.
Yeah.
So there you go. Two middles.
Two middles.
The most middling show going. It's a real middle score there.
Yeah.
But maybe you disagree. Maybe you think, hey, guys, you've given this show somewhat of a hard time. Or maybe you're like, guys, you let this show walk out the park with a shaky middle. Well, you can get in touch with us on the three grim reboots of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ToonJamPod. If you want to check out some of our old episodes, you can do so by going over to YouTube, also on ToonJamPod. We have a merchandise store as well, bit.ly/ToonJamShop, and you can get all sorts of nonsense ToonJam-themed goodies on there, from T-shirts and things like that. So check them out. And we also have a Patreon for bonus episodes, which is where you will find the original Tom and Jerry review on there too. So head over to our Patreon for that. Otherwise, all that's left to say is thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you did like what you hear, please rate and review us on whatever you heard it us on. And until next time, you stay jammy.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/ToonJamPod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.